went over all of the recommendations as well as the resolutions. I think for the most part, there's very few that we do not accept. Most of the items we're okay with. There are a few that we would like to address as well. I guess let's jump to, let's start on the staff comments first. It's just in order that way.
Well,
or is it better to start with the resolution?
Okay.
Yeah,
and
so.
If it's not in the resolution, just recommend.
So on the resolutions, one, two, three, I think are all fine. Number four, I think it's just a mistype where and or assignees and successors was eliminated. It is on number three where it says creative homes, successors, and assigns, but it is not on condition four, so we would like to have that verbiage added.
Okay.
Five, I don't think we have any issues with. Six, we all talked about among the two developers as well as I know you were present, Mayor Olson, with regards to the naming of the roads. We had conversations with police and fire, not having those roads named 50th Court and 49th Street, but rather street names. I'm not sure how this ended up back in a resolution, because I thought we were all kind of in agreement that the roads can be named something else. But this showed up back in the resolution, so we'd like to have that change back to what I think everyone was on board with. Which is shown on the plat.
Yeah, that's
six.
It's number six.
So I got a whole resolution.
So I think it was at your workplace or your seat before the meeting. It probably got buried, but.
Okay. We're not doing this ever again. Ever again, there will not be a new resolution placed at the Planning Commission desk for the night of the meeting. Ever again.
We had this conversation where we all convened, and I think we all agreed that there was no objections to keeping the names as we proposed. That was the meeting that Alderman Wilhelm set up up in the upstairs room here.
I left that meeting early, but I didn't even share it yesterday. I spoke to that.
mean, I guess we were just, we had the conversation, so, and I know fire and police didn't have any issues with that. We can take it up at council if we have to. To me, that's a minor item.
The reality is, if there was another street that went someplace, I'd agree to that. It's a court.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay, what's your matter?
I think eight, the question, seven we're fine with. Eight, you know, the trail originally started at 5 feet, which I think is in the staff comments from the earlier pages. The resolution now shows 10 feet. I think we had some discussions around possibly kind of compromising at 7 feet, but I think we, you know, again, I think it started at 5. I don't know where it jumped to 10, other than obviously when we saw it on here.
And the intention was that because there was no emergency access in and out of Pleasant View, it's a dead end street, we wanted an alternate access. So we started had to get on it and be wide enough to drive cars. So in my mind, it's always been 10 feet. We've been talking about that when we were talking about everything.
The other issue is we need baseball.
Right. You can't run a plow down.
Okay. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, again, no issues with. 16 through 18 also, or 16 through 20, I should say, no issues with. 15, I think, is the only other one that we need to have some discussion around. We had, at the discretion of staff, proposed phasing on our plat, that it had to be identified up front. In doing so, we did phase the first phase with lots 1, 2, and 3, and then I believe it's lots 25 and 26 on 51st Street. You know, the intention is obviously to put Marquette in right away, but obviously not knowing final pricing, timing, there's just so many variables. We just don't really want to get backed into not having the flexibility on putting and bringing 5 lots onto the market for the city as quickly as possible. That first phase of those 5 lots are on fully developed roads for the city, so they would not require any development up front. Again, I want to reiterate the intention, obviously, is to move forward with Marquette as quickly as possible, but without having just really everything finalized, we just don't want to be backed in, and we just don't want to have to come back and change things around. And, you know, again, we just would like to try to get 5 lots on the market as quickly as possible if we need to go that route. So we would like to keep the plat set as the phasing as we have proposed, which 15 would have to be reworked.
Phase 2 would be Pleasant View, Clark, and Velasco.
Phase 2 would be at the construction of the Marquette, not the first phase.
I'm going to
correct you. That is absolutely not true.
With phase 1, I'll add on to that.
Correct. So phase 1. Potentially. Not guaranteed. We never said we were not interested in putting the road in. That's not ever come out of our mouths, so I want to make sure we're clear on that. We just do not want it locked in to being a requirement of phase 1 in the event something comes up with the pricing, the timing. There's just a lot of variables. And we have access to 5 lots on fully developed roads.
The whole reason is it's because we're trying to get a better access to the school. With all the things that have been happening at schools, the police and fire department access straight off the market, straight into the school, is the most beneficial for all of the children up there. And adding more homes on that little section of street without putting Marquette through, and then holding up the developer on the north because they can't do anything until they build these lots and then they're ready for phase 2, causes further complications for the other developers to go through. in here. And it specifically was worded with the intention that with any development of the unplanted lands, north of lots numbers 1, 2, and 3, the approved trail shall be responsible for the future extension of West Park Avenue to the property line to the pleasant neighborhood. The trail should be developed as part of the initial phase of the development and completed prior to any occupancy permit in addition for any buildings constructed on the site. And that was part of the previous one, and it includes the future extension of Market Avenue in bullet point 23 in the evergreen, because we were concerned that this was going to happen, and that's why the council inserted that into the document.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. I hear you, as to the price of the construction and whether or not you need time to park. Right?
Correct.
And what would be the condition if it causes you not to find the property? You can't come from the price of the
property. Yeah, I mean, just from a simple timing, so I mean, obviously, depending when this gets done, there may or may not be contractors available to take a job right away. That I think is probably one of the big pieces. Again, we don't know if that's going to come up, but we don't want to have to delay and not get five lots on the market if we have to sit and wait for a contractor to be available, or the right contractor to be available. Let's just say there's two contractors, one's available, and it's $300,000 more than the other guy. Maybe we have to wait a little bit longer for the right pricing. There's just a lot of variables that we just don't want to back ourselves into, number one, and have to come back to the city and change something. We're just trying to be upfront and honest and try to get everything out on the table, you know, the way that, you know, from a business decision, from a developer, makes a business sense.
Communication with them for the last 3 or 4 or 5 months, and we have come to a gentleman's agreement as far as the road from 49th Street to 51st Street. That when the bids come in, that we were going to be splitting it on a 50-50 basis. So that was a gentleman's agreement that we had. The technicality to that worked out between the engineers and so forth is how we have to dedicate. It's a matter of, as an example, the city, when they were budgeting this particular road, I believe it was a year and a half ago, estimated the road to be around $560,000. Okay, so as a developer, as an example, with today, and I don't even know the number yet, okay, but if it comes in at $1.4 million, $1.2 million, do we as a developer, do we go forward and put that road in and lose money? Do we do that, or do we wait for a better time, is the question. Now, if it makes sense and the numbers are right, our full intention is to put that road in. But there has to be a breaking point as far as when is it feasible and when is it not feasible. And let's just take an example just with the city. The city wanted to build their pavilion, the park pavilion. You know, they had in their mind it was $350,000, $400,000. All of a sudden, the bid came in at, I think, $680,000.
Yeah,
the city.
Excuse me.
Chris,
let me finish. No,
all of a sudden the bid comes in, and you know what? They say, hey, wait a second, we don't want to put that in. Again, I don't know how I can reiterate, our intention is there, but we just don't want to be boxed.
The reality is, if the numbers come in high, we're not going to build a road either.
We're not going to build it either.
Correct. Correct. And that's why, so we're trying to be upfront on how this plat, we're trying to be upfront on how this plat.
And making a decision.
Correct.
It doesn't really impact the city.
Correct.
That's exactly it.
That, and that's exactly why we want to make sure that we have this platted in the correct phases.
Right.
So in the event that that happens, we're not locked into not getting five lots with, I mean, these are probably going to be $500,000 houses on the tax base for the city.
But you need to let the other developers go forward and develop lots that they do off of 49th Street, off of 50th Street, off of 50th.
They could have proposed it that way.
No,
they absolutely could have.
Told them, absolutely not. Go away. Don't come back.
I mean, that's a... That's
work
a
together. And now you...
Explain to me your problems and why you think the cost of the project is going to go from $500,000 to $1 million. Why not buy it until I hear some reasons for that? Second, let me finish, please. If we have, we can put into some language, and I'll leave this to the city attorney and the mayor to talk about that, a certain percentage increase over what an estimated price that seems reasonable to the engineering department or the design department, and we said it price came in at a percentage over that, that there might be an opportunity to sit back and renegotiate the timing of the street, where you have some actual facts about you're thinking it's going to be this cost and the actual cost. I'm assuming because of all the I-94 construction, some of the construction going on, that there are some contractors being tied up, and you may be concerned about that, but enlighten me about why you think it's going to be so high.
Well, I was just, I wasn't saying that it was going to be $560,000. I was just making a reference to what the city had budgeted about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really saying it's $560,000 today. Okay, but that, I know that that number is higher. How high is it? We're trying to get firm bids to find out the what that number is. And today, as we speak today, we really don't know what that is.
If I could, if we could come to a reasonable base price that you might accept, I'm not going to say what that number is, we have to talk about what that number might be, and then we thought about a certain percentage above that base price that would then take this street out of phase one and then move it into the second phase or third phase. I don't know if that would be accepted to the Alder person or not, but that would seem to be a reasonable solution if that is actually the cost goes up. I know we used to have a 15% rider and a 25% rider at different parts of the county. So I don't know if that would be acceptable or not. Is there something I'm going to throw out as a possibility for a resolution? Because Marquette needs to go in. I'm a firm supporter of the older person on the fact that that school, with the number of shootings we've had, other issues that schools are having, my wife teaches, we need to have the ability for the police and fire to get in there. I've seen it when the parents are dropping. It would be a difficult situation. So we do need to get Marquette put in. But I understand what you're saying, but I want to have something that's reasonable, that's acceptable.
So,
that's
what we all agree that Marquette's got to go through. We all understand that the two parties are going to pay. None of us wants either of the parties to lose money. Okay? So, you guys do agree on what base number is, the paving number. You get that price, golden.
down to Marquette, dissecting this entire property, that is their cost. They are also building half of Marquette. The only cost that is coming to this developer is this small section, half of Marquette this way. So they've got all of this, and they have this. That developer has completely designed all of the road infrastructure and taken upon that cost is all sitting with their engineer right now. They have an agreement that they're supposed to support that cost. They've designed all the water lines, they've designed all, everything for this. And this section, where they want to do phase one, already has a road in. So
that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. Here's the deal. And I'll tell you what, even though you've taken over this meeting, I'm still the mayor, right? You asked me for permission to speak. I have not done that for you.
You've been very good, and I appreciate it. Yes, so
now's the time
where
you sit and listen, okay? If Mr. Arbonella gets a quote for his, whatever he's building, and it's okay with him, I bet you 99% of the time it'll be okay with his choice. If Mr. Arbonella gets a quote that's 30% higher than what he was expecting, I pretty much guarantee you he's going to say, I'm not doing this year, I'm doing it next year. Similarly, so with the Creative Homes Fund.
Could you hear from them on that? Because they're the ones who are going to know that stuff.
It doesn't matter. All it has to be agreed to is what's the base number and what's the pain threshold where you're going to say no.
And an answer to that question. We have had conversations with them, and there is not an endless cap that they are willing to spend. We've had very mutual conversations with the adjoining area. There is a top dollar that, once it exceeds that, they're not proceeding either, from what we've all communicated. So it isn't an endless amount. I just have a question that maybe, Jesse, you can shed some light on. Is the city able to... And I guess this is a legal question. Can they prohibit the development of lots on approved roads?
No.
Or just obviously the creation of, in this phase one, there's five lots, they're approved, they're developed roads, fully improved. Can the city say we cannot have access to those five lots? What I'm asking is, can the city say you can't do these five lots, even though we have access to them, until a future road goes in that does not pertain to those, does not access those five lots?
That's trying to flip the aid condition that says public road shall.
If you look at our plan, just as a simplified, there's lots number 25 and 26. They have nothing to do with Market Avenue. They are fronting on South 51st Street. I guess what she's asking is, in the simplified of just those two lots, can't we as developers develop those two lots?
Right, so if the numbers are good, we'll go forward, correct.
There you go, okay. So the only problem here is, at what threshold would you, Fred, say, too much this year? And then the Green Homes folks say, too much. My guess is that number's pretty close, right? Right?
I assume it would be.
Yeah, it's reasonable, right? Or try to be reasonable.
the way I was looking at it was with the phasing,